The Twittering Machine by Richard Seymour, narrated by Adam Bromley. To the Luddites. Author's note. In writing this book, I set out to avoid burdening it with references and scholarship. I want it to be read as an essay rather than as a polemic or an academic work. But for anyone who wants to know more, or simply finds themselves asking, how does he know that? There are bibliographical notes at the end. If you find yourself itching to research a quote, statistic, or fact, simply skip to the end and search under the page number for the relevant phrase. Forward. Everything on the computer is writing. Everything on the net is writing in sites, files, and protocols. Sandy Baldwin, The Internet Unconscious. The Twittering Machine is a horror story, even though it is about technology that is in itself neither good nor bad. All technology, as the historian Melvin Kranzberg put it, is neither good nor bad, nor neutral. We tend to ascribe magical powers to technologies. The smartphone is our golden ticket, the tablet our mystic writing pad. In technology, we find our own alienated powers in a moralized form, either a benevolent genie or a tormenting demon. These are paranoid fantasies, whether or not they seem malign, because in them we are at the mercy of the devices. So, if this is a horror story, the horror must partly lie in the user, a category that includes me, and probably most of the people reading this book. If the Twittering Machine confronts us with a string of calamities, addiction, depression, fake news, trolls, online mobs, outright subcultures, it is only exploiting and magnifying problems that are already socially pervasive. If we found ourselves addicted to social media, in spite or because of its frequent nastiness, as I have, then there is something in us that is waiting to be addicted, something that social media potentiates. And if, with all these problems, we still inhabit the social media platforms, as over half the world's population does, we must be getting something out of it. The dreary moral panic literature excoriating the shallows and the post-truth society must be missing a vital truth about their subject.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?